Hello, my children. I am the Maharishi Yogi, and I will be your path to enlightenment. I'm outside right now, driving in the freshly fallen snow, in my 2019 Jetta Turbo GXP. It is a concept car. It's not available to the public. I have some special ties to the Volkswagen folks, and for some reason, they've been more lenient in sharing their technology ever since the diesel debacle of the diesel measuring device debacle that has recently engulfed the corporation. You may hear my signal light turning, and really, if you could see what's going on outside of the vehicle, you would be quite amazed. The new technology that's coming is quite incredible. But what I am talking to you about today is my excitement for winter has never been any higher than it is today. And the reasons may absolutely shock you. This is the very first year that I have had winter tires on my vehicle. And for years I have heard the praises on the radio and from many older people that the winter tires make an incredible difference when you drive in the winter. Now, I live in Northern Ontario, and sometimes our winters are downright frightful. Many inches of snow at one time. You may wake up to find your car going through snow that is as high as the doors, you know, the lower parts of the doors. It happens. Now, if you don't have good tires, you're going to pay the price. You're going to be stuck. You're going to be sliding into people, maybe crashing into fences and various billboards. And this is the very first year that I've gotten away from all-season tires. You know, you may not know, but there are actually summer tires, winter tires, and then there are all seasons. All seasons are sort of the hybrid, make you, give you the false confidence of driving in every kind of weather. But of course you must sacrifice something on either end. Either it's going to be a slippery, slidey tire in the summer, or in the winter time, you're going to be getting subpar performance. So far, I must say, my very first day driving with a nominal amount of snow on the ground, I'm quite pleased with them, and I would highly recommend them. The problem is that, again, it is expensive. I priced out how much these tires would be for this 2019 concept car from Jetta. I'm looking at around $1,500 Canadian, which is big price, you know, really. For someone like myself who is a spiritual leader, unfortunately, I am very rich in spiritual guidance from the universe, but very poor from a standpoint of what the normal society considers wealthy. I'm not wealthy by any means. I've had, unfortunately, unsuccessful campaign in marketing my country meditation. Walmart has dropped the brand. It is their last stock sold out from the bargain bin. And you may not know, but once they buy the stock from you, they could sell it for whatever they want, really. They paid for it. It's their, they just want to recoup the money. And I doubt they recoup their money. And fortunately, I've not recouped my money from self-publishing that. But that's okay. Don't worry. I'm still waiting for my next bit of advice from the spiritual consciousness that we call the universe. But that's all I had to say today. I'm really excited. I'm going around town, braking, stopping my car randomly, and seeing if people behind me have winter tires too. So far, I've been quite lucky. It's kind of like a Russian roulette of winter tire driving. Have a great day, and may the universal consciousness bless you in ways that are similar to how the Drano cleans the sink, your drains, when you plug it, push it in, and you have a clogged drain. I hope that is what's going on for you too.